Welcome to Enthusiastically Self-Employed, the show created for you as a coach, consultant, solopreneur, and small business owner. Those of us who are enthusiastic about growing our business and learning along the way. This show features expert interviews from business rock stars in my network, plus solo episodes with marketing and LinkedIn tips from me, Brenda Mellon. Years ago, the universe nudged me forward into a new path as a solopreneur. I didn't know it at the time, but my career in corporate marketing and my knack for LinkedIn opened a new door for me. Whatever brought you into being self-employed, whether it was a corporate career transition, downsizing, early retirement, or a desire for a more fulfilling career path, my guess is you found this show because you are also enthusiastically self-employed. I'm glad you found me. Now let's get started. You have a fat footer on your website. If you've heard of this term, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the section at the bottom of your webpage which contains many of the important links that your site visitors can access. In today's episode, I want to talk a bit about fat footer, and I want to peel back the curtain a bit on why I recently added a fat footer to my website and why you might want to do the same as well. First, just at a high level, I think we all know that websites change over the years. And nowadays, all sites are designed to be responsive, which means your site will appear in a desktop view, whether someone's visiting it from your laptop or from their desktop computer. You also have it in a tablet-friendly version, as well as in a mobile-friendly version. And a lot of times, the websites will change format and sizing to accommodate those different dimensions. Now, one thing that does become a little bit tricky when you're looking at a desktop view of your website versus a mobile view is some of the links drop out. And some of the areas of the website aren't nearly as accessible or easy to access in the mobile version as they are on the full desktop version. And you may even notice, even on your full desktop version, nowadays we're using things like landing pages and friendly URLs that are redirecting people right into the heart of your website. And folks aren't even starting necessarily at the homepage. They might be starting at a different page. And depending on the links that you have set up, whether you have header menu links or footer menu links, you might be driving them to other places on the site. And this actually came up in a conversation I was having with my intern. It was probably in the middle of last year. And I was looking at my website and what links were available and accessible from the homepage. And I realized that one of the links that I was frequently giving out to folks to visit, it wasn't easy to find from my homepage. And I said, well, let's create a fat footer section of the website. And this brings me back to my corporate marketing days when we'd work on website design. And there's certain web elements that I felt were really functional and also helpful for our website viewers. And they call it a fat footer because essentially what it is, it's on the footer, it's on the bottom of your web page. And if you go to my website and kind of look along at this right now, you'll notice at mellormarketing.com, right above the bottom menu of links, and I've got my copyright symbol, a link to log into my website for my members, I've got terms and conditions, earnings disclaimers, all that good stuff. My social media icons, I put those at the bottom because my goal is to keep people on the site longer, not necessarily to throw them to other places. So I've got those tucked over there. But right above that, I've got a section with, let's see, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 links. I was double counting on there. I've got 7 different section links. And these are basically the main areas of navigation throughout my site. So what I've done with the help of my interns is we've created these different sections of the website where you can easily access information about me, about my company, about my services, and links that I want you to be able to access quickly, access fast, if you will, right? So under each of the categories, I'll just walk through them one by one. The first category is called LinkedIn Services. So I want you to think about this. If somebody is navigating through the website homepage for your website, is it easy for them to get to your services page? Now, you might have it linked in the very top menu, like I have. I have a LinkedIn Services page from there. But that will rely upon them clicking on that link and then reading through the information on the page to find the service they're looking for. In my fat footer, I have 4 categories that are listed: one-to-one services, power hours, profile audit, and VIP coaching. So either of those links will allow you to quickly click to go to those web pages where you can learn about those specific services. I've also got a section on here called LinkedIn Help. And this is something that I created both for me as well as for my site visitors, and almost as like a library of bookmarks, things that I want to quickly access from my webpage. And if you click under that category, the one link under there is called Contact LinkedIn. I've got like just a list of things I'm always and frequently referring to. Things like how to contact LinkedIn customer support. Is the LinkedIn website down? How to do LinkedIn, running things through a LinkedIn post inspector if you have a social share image that isn't properly displaying, how to suggest improvements to LinkedIn, how to report non-employees or fake employees to LinkedIn. So this is just a list of things I'm frequently accessing. So I created this section a little bit for me, selfishly, but also for my site visitors. Then under other sections, I've got a company page strategy section. I have a presentation section where you can book me as a speaker, and I have a list of media clips from past podcasts and interviews and things like that. I've got a section on team training in here. I've also got a large category that says Learn LinkedIn Online with Rhonda. And underneath here, I list resources such as my blog, my YouTube channel, but also I have my online courses, Bootcamp with Rhonda, The Recipe for Social Selling. I've got my checklists that are listed in here as well. In addition, I have my upcoming events and webinars that are listed inside here. So a variety of different links are falling under that category. And then finally, the final category, the seventh category I have on here is called About Rhonda Mellor in Mellor Marketing. So if you were to think about a major corporation, and just about every major corporation has one of these about or an about us link. And then underneath there, you'll typically see things like company history, might be bios of the executives, it might be their careers or their jobs page. So variety of different things that are listed under there. So I kind of followed that same format, but I also added in things like online reviews. So if you want to find some reviews quickly for me, I have them bookmarked in that link. I also have a link to my book, Social Media Pie. I've also got a landing page that I created called Special Offers and Partner Discounts. Now on this page, I list anytime I get an affiliate code to share with my network or a discount code, something like that, I will put it on this webpage. I do this for me selfishly so that they're all in one place, I can find them easily, but I also do this for you. So if you're poking around my website, you might stumble upon that. And if you sign up using one of my affiliate links, typically you get a discount and then I get some type of an incentive as well. So it's a nice place to keep all of those handy. And then finally, I have under the about section, my subscribe pages. So whether you want to join my job seeker list or my VIP email list, I've got them both categorically. Now, some websites may have this built in as a part of navigation where these sections and links are automatically mapped. In our case, we actually had to build this using different column settings inside Kajabi is the name of my website. And what we did is we just created the section headings with bold text. And then underneath, we listed items in alphabetical order so that they're easy to scan through the list and find information inside there. And what I love about this is the fat footer. It makes it easy for me if I'm trying to find something quickly without having to navigate through my different menu options, or if I don't know the friendly URL off the top of my head, it makes it really easy for me to find it. But more importantly, it makes it really easy for my website visitors to find those links as well. So now let's talk about you. Do you have a fat footer on your website? Maybe you don't have one yet, but this podcast is inspiring you to start to think about it. Especially as your business grows and evolves and you have a variety of different links that are maybe not accessible from the homepage, but maybe under a sub menu and then another link underneath it, try to think about, would it be easier for your site visitors to create a fat footer to provide that easy navigation? Tell me what you think. If we're connected on LinkedIn, send me a message there, or on other social media platforms, you can certainly send me a message and let me know what you think. That's it for today. I look forward to talking to you again on a future episode. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Hey, this is Rhonda Mellor. I wanted to let you know, if you're a coach and consultant and you're looking for some tips to really up your LinkedIn game, I've got a free downloadable checklist for you. It's called 15 LinkedIn Profile Tips for Coaches and Consultants. And this checklist is a way of getting some quick and easy tips to update your LinkedIn profile today to help generate more leads for your coaching and consulting business. To grab your copy of the list, go to mellormarketing.com/list.